This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Israel's new government on Sunday pledged close cooperation with the United States, despite expressing serious reservations about efforts by Washington to rejoin the international pact to restrain Iran's nuclear program. Foreign Minister Yair Lapid and U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met in Rome on Sunday. It was their first face-to-face meeting since a new coalition government assumed power in the Jewish state, ending the 12-year control by former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Ahead of their talks, Lapid acknowledged that, quote, in the past few years, mistakes were made in relations between the two countries, with Netanyahu closely aligning himself with former U.S. President Donald Trump and Republicans in the U.S. Congress, at times to the exclusion of close ties with Democratic officials. Lapid said Israel's bipartisan standing was hurt. He added, we will fix those mistakes together. The top Israeli diplomat, who under a power-sharing arrangement will become the country's prime minister in 2 years, following new Prime Minister Naftali Bennett, said he has spoken with both Democrats and Republicans since taking office and had reminded them all that we share America's most basic values, freedom, democracy, free markets, and constant search for peace. The United States is seeking to rejoin Britain, France, Germany, Russia, and China in the agreement to block Iran from developing a nuclear weapon. Trump withdrew the United States from the pact in 2018, saying it was not tough enough on Tehran. Lapid did not spell out Israel's objections to the U.S. rejoining the 2015 nuclear deal, saying only that Israel has, quote, some serious reservations about that deal. More of that is available on our website. More on that and all the stories we're covering, voanews.com. This is